Our city is home to the best music on earth, but it hasn't come out of nowhere. Over the years, musicians have come and gone and grown. Venues have opened and shut. Scenes have been built. One man who has watched a lot of it unfold is RTRFM's longtime presenter, Ross Chisholm. He joins us for episode two of The Land That Time Forgot. I forgot the bloody theme, didn't I?
Morning, Caitlin.
I was too excited. Good morning. How are you, Ross?
Oh, still waking up.
Good morning.
I'm all prepped and ready to go.
I've already had a call from someone to make sure you're going to be in today. Oh. Very much looking forward to this morning.
They must know my sleeping patterns. I go, you sure?
Now, we're all waiting to hear what we're going to be delving into this week.
This week it's going to be the marigolds. I was trying to think of how I describe the marigolds, and I would say 60s-inspired garage pop, I think, would be the way to...
From what I have heard, yeah. I would say that as well. Some jangly
yeah,
garage
some
pop.
Yeah. They weren't tight enough, and I don't mean that in a bad way, to be full-on power pop.
Okay.
But it was always garage. Band came together from various sources. A couple of them had arrived from Narrogin, which is Jamie Parry and Dean Graham. Jamie Parry on vocals and Dean Graham on rhythm guitar and vocals. Elder brother Andrew Graham, who's on lead guitar and vocals, he'd have started in Narrogin, but he'd actually been playing around the Bunbury area in the band called the Whiskey River Band, playing southern rock. Whoa. Lynyrd Skynyrd and Marshall Tucker Band. But they all came to Perth for tertiary studies and in need of a rhythm section. They got a young Joe Mansfield, who'd played in a band called Hugo Agogo and a couple of other arty bands.
Hugo Agogo.
Yes, and a bass player by the name of Ross Campbell, who played in the Noisy Bastards. And yes, the Noisy Bastards, you can gather what they sounded like. So they played their first gig in August of 1985 at the Equator, the long-lost Equator.
The Equator, what was that?
That was a venue in Beaufort Street. It wasn't a regular venue. It was actually an old church hall with wonderful wooden floorboards on beams.
Whereabouts on Beaufort?
You know where the big IGA store is?
Yes.
Yes, it was up towards Perth a little bit. It was a church hall. It's still, unlike so many old Perth venues, it hasn't actually been pulled down, but it wasn't an ongoing thing, and they actually needed a liquor license every time they put on a gig.
Oh, my goodness, what a nightmare. Wow, things really haven't changed, have they?
No, but it was great for dancing.
The Equator.
So they actually played that gig under the name of the Jelly Beans, and it was someone's 21st. And then started gigging, and within 4 weeks of them gigging, they were signed.
Wow.
Yes.
That's the stuff of dreams.
It is.
My goodness.
And before they recorded a five-track EP, and there was a lot on there, obviously, and they weren't that short a song, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, but before it came out, they'd already lost their first drummer, Joe Mansell, who went on to play to other things, and I'll tell you about that later.
All right.
But I think it's time to listen to what the early Marigolds sounded like.
Let's
and this
get
is a piece
taste.
Called I've Had Enough.
Girl, it's always
The sounds of the Marigolds on the land that time forgot when we head back into the Perth Music History Books with RTRFM presenter Ross Chisholm. What was the name of the tune we heard there?
That was called I've Had Enough, one of the five songs on their debut EP, self-titled if I seem to remember, on the Cherry Top label, which was one of the new labels that was actually starting out in Perth at that time. Yes, there were vinyl labels at that time.
Yeah, wow.
So Joe Mansell left and they got the ubiquitous Martin Moon in.
Martin Moon?
Yes.
Was that his real name?
No. Long story short, obviously a fan of Keith Moon. It was actually at that point, Martin Oakenfield. You would know him these days as Hugh Velden. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you a bit more about Hugh. So the EP came out in February of 1986. Then not long after that, Ross Campbell decided he wanted to go overseas. So they got a new bass player, Mark Hemery, who came from Chad's Tree, and he entered it, and then the main songwriter, which was Andrew Graham, decided he was had enough of Perth and he wanted to leave, and so he went to Sydney, and so Mark Hemery changed from bass to lead guitar, and they got a new guy called Mike Fitzgerald in on bass, and then, oh, we have to record another single. So another 7-inch release, which was a 3-track single, but they didn't have any new songs, so they had to use Andrew Graham's songs, which became the 3 songs from their second single.
Three songs? Mike, you're spinning a web here,
yes.
Ross.
So they had 2 7-inch releases, one with 5 tracks, one with 3 tracks. On the second one, they actually had a couple of session musos come in, one of which was a very young Greta Little playing double bass.
So Greta Little we know from Rosemary Beats. Yeah.
And the late John Cook, who was also on a brass from memory. Actually, it might have been violin rather than brass. So they actually had a couple of session players in there.
Interesting.
And young Perth bands didn't generally have session players, so it would have been people they'd known and from around the scene.
Yeah.
So then they got the second single out, which came out in February, when was it? Sometime in 1987, March of 1987. And the band was gigging heaps, way too many times. In fact, they had a little bit of burnout, which we'll talk about in a minute.
All right.
And fans of Perth original bands are going, you can't gig that many times to have burnout, but they did. This is the A side of their second single called Waiting in Line.
You're on breakfast. It's 20 minutes past 7.
Waiting in line.
taking us back. The sounds of the Marigolds on the land that time forgot here on Breakfast. RTRFM homegrown presenter Ross Chisholm joins us. We've had an email from Tony. He's enjoying hearing these sounds, bringing back memories of seeing them at the old Shenton Park Hotel.
Oh, yes.
Was that a place they played a lot?
Yes, that was one of the places. I actually did a list of some of the venues, just some of the venues. Mm-hmm. Shenton Park, the Old Melbourne, the Silver Slipper, the Whiz Bar, the Red Parrot, and they, interestingly enough, they did a lot of underage gigs as well.
Oh, cool.
And got a certain age of people, because a lot of bands, actually there were quite a few underage gigs at that point in time.
Yeah, good.
And they were a very young band at that point.
Because they'd just come from Narrogin to go to uni.
Yes, yeah, some of them had come from Narrogin, and then obviously when they're in Perth, they tended to get locals involved with it. But it was a young audience willing to dance, get up and have some fun.
Yeah, good. Maybe Tony was there with them on the dance floor, treading the boards. Now, we've talked a lot about some of the members that came through, some of the main members,
yep.
But where did they end up?
You were teasing us. Yes, I was. And I'm actually going to go, they knocked it on the head in April of 1987 because they were over-gigging, and then went off and, well, actually, they got a last person, which was Ross Campbell, who you might remember from the first lineup. He'd come back from overseas, so he joined them. And they did some more gigging, and then they did some recording, and then they knocked it on the head briefly, because they're gigging so many times and with the other commitments, and then went off and did other things. By that point in time, Jeremy Parry was already gigging with the Neptunes as a side band.
Yeah.
Dean Graham and Mark Henry had the Camarillos, I think that's how you pronounce it.
Camarillos,
As a side band. And Martin and Ross went off to join the Summer Suns. And then they decided, oh, what are we going to do with all these recordings? Having lots of difficulty getting it out on vinyl, so they brought it out on a cassette, and that was the Wild cassette, which came out.
Wild. I did see that in my research. That was something that came up, the Wild cassette.
And then decided, oh, we'll get back together and play some gigs to just promote it. And that came out about in February of 1989, so they took all of 1988 off. And then, oh, this is actually quite fun. We'll do some more gigs. So gigged through until November of 1989 when they knocked it on the head. And then Jamie was still going with the Neptunes by that point in time. Martin and Ross decided they'll keep going with the Summer Suns. Dean, I think, headed over east. Mark definitely headed over east.
All right.
To do some law studies. And that was it. Although, funnily enough, it all got put together for a CD, which became the Wild CD, which came out many years later, which had everything from their EP, their 7-inch single, and also the cassette.
And did that ever mean that they played together again?
No.
Done.
They were just spread too wide. Of what they're doing now, I hear you ask.
Yes.
Mark Henry came back to Perth after at least 20 years and ended up playing in a band called 80s Inc., which was a in a cover, a 80s cover band.
That's great. So do they still got, are
no,
they still going?
He, no, he was only, I think, in the first lineup.
Okay.
Martin Moon, a.k.a. Hugh Veldon, has played with more bands than I could poke a stick at, and I'm sure his name is going to crop up in a number of other stories.
Quite a few times. So he played with the Neptunes. I've got here that he played with the DM3, maybe, at some point.
Yeah, he played with Dom on various occasions. These days he's playing with Bang Bang Betty and the H-Bombs. He was playing with the Johnny Nander's Hammond Explosion, who had a residency down at DeVille's, but that looks as though it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
Jamie Parry, he's played in assorted bands, but never full-time. And the last band I know he was in was Little White Lies, who again had a residency at DeVille's, but I don't know what they're doing now. And I think he's got another band on the go as well. But the Graham brothers appear to have disappeared, as does Ross Campbell and Mike Fitzgerald. Ah, but Joe Mansell, you're thinking,
yes,
I know that name.
Yes, where
might,
is he now?
You might know him under the name of Joe 19. He did some DJing. He hasn't played in quite as many bands as Martin Moonstroke, Hugh Velden, but he's played an awful lot, and these days he's actually playing in the Sunshine Brothers.
Yeah, right.
So from Jingle Jangle to...
something completely different.
Yes.
That's very interesting. So they all dispersed.
Yes.
And ended up in, you know, Sunshine Brothers, 80s cover bands and whatnot.
That's the joy of it. It's they start in one place and go off to something completely different, and then you see two people talking together, older musicians, and you go... how do they talk to each other? They're playing in completely different bands, but
once upon a time,
yes, it all the paths cross.
And let's take one last tune.
Yes.
What are we going to hear from the Marigolds?
We're going to hear something that came out originally on the Wild cassette, but then is on the Wild CD.
Okay.
And this is a piece called "Shame on You."
The Marigolds, "Shame on You," and thank you very much, Ross Chisholm, for another instalment of The Land That Time Forgot. We'll catch up with you again next week.
This has been an RTRFM podcast. RTRFM is an independent community radio station that relies on the public for financial support. You can subscribe online at rtrfm.com.au/subscribe.